whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Last Sunday, we got a testimony from one of the locations. Someone that has waited on Jesus for 32 years. God blessed with a set of toys. That is from last year's Shiloh. No matter how long the door has been shut against any aspect of your life, that door is declared open today. I saw four wonderful ladies rush at the gate of my office last Sunday but one. They say we are all of the same parents and none of us is married. Now the Holy Ghost is asking me to tell you your marital destiny is open up. Why are we so concerned about these issues? Jesus came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He didn't want you and I to manage living. He wanted us to truly live. Whatever is not giving expression to abundant life in anybody's life, I command them rooted out in the name of Jesus. That French lady from Mali said she got married at the age of 40. She got it. Jesus opened the door. No matter how fast that door has been shut, I declare it open today. That woman said she had been coming to Shiloh since Shiloh began. But last year, after 32 years, last year she met her own answer. Somebody had come in here over and again. This time you are returning with your answer. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest. Amen. Thank you, Father. For the blessings of the day from the Holy Ghost service, that lady said, if this is the power of God, let me see what we saw the power of God. And HIV/AIDS gave way. So when the power comes, evil must clear the way. He said, God, if this is truly your power, let barrenness give way. Barrenness must give way. If this is truly your power, let mediocrity give way. It must give way. Lord, if this is truly your power, let every corruption be consumed. It will be consumed. It's the first time we have an Holy Ghost service. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. That's what to do. That breakthrough is impossible without me, the Holy Spirit. Because you began with him. You can only advance with him. It's impossible. When the breath came, the valley of nothingness became an exceeding great army. No matter how nothing you may look like now, between now and Shiloh 2011, you have emerged a giant in the kingdom. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. It is raining all around me. I can't feel it. Is the lottery. That's the way to do it. Come on now. It is raining all around me. I can feel it. The lottery. Right on Jesus. Keep us worrying. Until we are blessed.
Until we are told.
It's raining all around me. All around me. I can feel it. It's the lottery. Right on Jesus. Give me money.
Until we are well.
Until I am
well.
It's raining all around me. Right on Jesus, give me more rain. He does not anoint a group, he anoints individuals. Yep. We minister to ourselves before the Lord. It is raining all around me. I can hear it. He's the latter rain. Right on Jesus. Somebody got the rain yesterday, HIV cleared off. I don't know what you are still doing. That rain is falling on your life right now. Your destiny is opening up right now. Come on now, sing it.
It is raining
all around me. Come on, sing it, ministry.
I can't feel
it. It's the lottery.
The lottery.
Right on Jesus.
Right on Jesus.
Give me more rain. Until I'm wet, until I am wet, until I am soaked with the love. Everybody singing with ministry to him. It is all around me, I can feel it, I can feel it. It's the lottery, right on Jesus. Until I am blessed, and I am soaked with the laughter. One more time, it's raining. Thank you, Jesus. Lekoshia barade sagalaba lato sizono. We praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you. Give the Lord a big hand and take your seat, please. Shiloh is a place of encounter. And it started already. Your encounter is sure. Your testimony is certain. On board a flight to a world of no limits. And for the few minutes we have this time, we'll be looking at part 3 of it. The Holy Ghost is the engine for that flight. As has been said over and again. But there are principal parts of that engine that powers it for the flight into a world of no limit. And we have all been talking around the same thing. But this time I'll be bringing one of those principal parts of that engine. It is called the spirit of wisdom. It's called the spirit of wisdom. And please listen to this. Every time you are in a prophetic meeting like this, just open your heart for, not just for revelation, but for impartation. I got through to the spirit of faith by impartation through the word. The Bible says, and the Holy Ghost fell on all them that had the word. So be sensitive in the spirit. Because every time the Holy Ghost is sending a word, it is imparting people who receive it. Somebody's living here today with the impartation, fresh impartation of the spirit of wisdom. And somebody's living with the next level of impartation of the spirit of wisdom. Everybody is changing level dramatically today. You know, we have a wisdom source in God. God is the only wise God, they said. In fact, the Bible says his foolishness is wiser than the wisdom of men. That is, when God decides to be foolish, that foolishness is still wiser than the highest class of wisdom among men. In Jude 25, he said, to God only wise, his wisdom is incomparable. He's not the wisest, he's the only wise. In the school of wisdom, God is in his own class. He's in his own class. There is nothing to compare him with. And Jesus, his son, came and said, he's the wisdom and the power of God. Paul was saying about Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom and the power of God. So we have a wisdom root. And in Matthew chapter 11, he said, wisdom is justified of our children. Wisdom is the heritage of our children. So we have that deposit in redemption, but we require to be powered to fly. And nothing flies like wisdom. Because by, he said, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. And by understanding has he established the heavens. Proverbs 3:19. The creative wisdom of God. Psalm 104 and verse 24. How manifold are thy works, O God. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is also full of thy riches. Riches are mine. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. It is normal for a child of a man to assess the wisdom of man. It is his natural heritage. So also is the wisdom of God our natural heritage, but has to be fired up to function. The elder brother of the prodigal son was very angry when the father was celebrating the son who returned. And the father said in verse 31, all that I have are thine. So whatever makes God God, they are available to us. And that includes his wisdom. And I must tell you this, that is God's last card for his agenda on the earth, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed in Christ Jesus before the world began. Ephesians 3:10 and 11. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and as the stars of heaven forever and ever. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. So the wisdom of God is one of the principal instruments for breakthrough unlimited, breakthrough without end. When the wisdom of God is at work in any life, it generates unending results. The results don't crash. They grow in strength, in color, in glory. The wisdom of God. It was on the wings of the spirit of wisdom that Joseph got translated from the prison to the palace. That was a rocket. He was shot into space. You slept last night as a prisoner. You are not even a citizen. So you are not eligible to be voted for. You are not in politics because you are even an ex-convict, so you are not qualified. Now, all that counseled out on the wings of the spirit of wisdom. Inasmuch as God has shown you all these things, there is no one as wise and discreet as thou art. Genesis 41 verse 38. Who we may set over this business? You take over. Take over. So he took over on the wings of the spirit of wisdom. Somebody's here in this room. Where you will be operating from at Shiloh 2011, it will be a dreamland without explanation. Daniel never lost value. All through his time in the land of captivity, every king sought after him. Kings came, kings died, Daniel remained. He prospered under three regimes. All on the wings of the spirit of wisdom. All on the wings of the spirit of wisdom. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. God's wisdom is mysterious. 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So the wisdom of God is the gateway to a glorious destiny. He ordained it unto our glory. He ordained this wisdom unto our glory. Even the hidden wisdom which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Prince of Glory. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. It has not entered into the heart of any man. What God has reserved for those that carry this wisdom. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Eyes have not seen what that wisdom has in stock. Ears have not heard it. It has not entered into the heart of any man what that wisdom has in stock. How mysterious is that wisdom? Somebody has dreamt and he has forgotten, and that wisdom will search it out to tell him the dream and tell him the interpretation. And a hand came and wrote from heaven, mene mene tekel upharsin. And then the king saw half of the hand. He saw part of the hand writing. And all the magicians were confounded. And they say, there's a man in your kingdom. His name is called Daniel. He has capacity to dissolve doubts. Let Daniel be called, and he will show the king. And Daniel looked at that. This is very simple. Mene, mene, tekel, ufasin. I've weighed you in the finance. I've found you wanting. These are the things that will happen to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And the king died. I'm trying to help you see. It is far beyond intellectual exertion. It's not in the class. It's not obtainable in any research institute anywhere in the world. Nothing flies like the spirit of wisdom at work in a man. It will turn a captive to a captain. It will lift a prisoner to a prime minister. Nothing flies like the spirit of wisdom at work in the life of a man. That's why I said wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your gettings, get understanding. Get understanding. Because that is what will make you become outstanding in all areas of your life. The Bible said, and Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him and the people hearkened unto him. There is no way people will not hearken to the wisdom of God at work. There is no way. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. He was filled with the spirit of wisdom. Full of the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the people hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. His authority was established by the spirit of wisdom. Receive that freshness on your life right now. Yeah. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive that spirit now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me try to describe the supremacy of this wisdom from chapter 28 of Job, and beginning from verse 7 all the way to 28. Now, there is a part which no fowl knoweth, the vulture's eyes have not seen. The lion's webs have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturned the mountains by the roots. He said, he cutteth out rivers among the rocks, obtaining impossible results. And his eye seeth every precious thing. He's able to locate opportunities in adversities. His eye sees what others can't see. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth it forth to light. But where shall this kind of wisdom be found? And where is the place of this kind of understanding? And then he began to say, man knoweth not the price thereof, they were going to buy it. Now, he said, it is not found in the land of the living, that it is far above anything anybody can find on the earth. It is not found in the land of the living. It's a treasure from heaven. The deep saith, is not in me. The philosophers say we are confounded. And the sea saith, it is not with me. The wealthy men of abundance say we can't locate it. Now, it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. Now, it cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir and the precious onyx or the sapphire. And he went on and said, the gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and it shall not be for the price of jewels of gold. Now, he said, whence then? He said, no mention shall be mentioned of Korah or of Pia, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. That means it is your most valuable asset. Nothing compares with it in value. It will turn the turbulence in your home to a garden of Eden. It will destroy obstacles as if they never existed. It will overturn the mountains by the roots as if you were lying that there are problems there before. It's a solution-bearing force. My prayer today is that somebody here is living here with this dimension of wisdom. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Verse 20 said, whence then cometh this wisdom, and where is the place of this kind of understanding? Then he went on and said, saying, it is hid from the eyes of all living. So it's completely off the natural sphere. Completely off the natural sphere. He's hid from the eyes of all living and kept close to all the researchers of the earth. Then he went on and said, destruction and death, says, we've heard the fame thereof with our ears. So it's able to tame death. Destruction and death, said, we've had the fame thereof with our ears. He said, God understandeth the way. That means it is in God. That is, it is the wisdom of God that has been defined from that verse 7 down the line. And the spirit of wisdom is your spiritual access to the wisdom of God. Can I hear your amen? You know what Daniel said? But there is a God in heaven. That means I am drawing from him to deliver this answer. He said there is no man under the earth who can give you, who can show you this secret. But there is a God in heaven. So that spirit buys into the wisdom of God for your earthly authority. That's just. But there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. And I'm drawing from him. And you know, the man Daniel had the spirit of wisdom in him. The Bible calls it an excellent spirit. Excellent spirit was in this Samuel. It is not for chemistry and biology. It's far above it. Talk about chemistry, biology, you know, engineering. Talking about such quail levels. There is no intellectual capability that can provide you access to the mysteries that Daniel was unraveling. There's no way. That writing is not any human language. It's an angel that came to write. It was not interpretable. They have sent all their telex messages and telegram and anything they were sending that time to find out what language is this. They say it is not any language among the living. So only a God that is not dwelling in the flesh can locate it. Can I tell you this? Between now and Shiloh 2011, they will be sending for you. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3. He said, because an excellent spirit was in him. In fact, Pharaoh said, or Nebuchadnezzar said, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods? Because they know this man is operating off the natural sphere. In whom is the spirit of the holy gods? Now, Daniel 4, 8 and 9. And Daniel 5, 11 and 12. The spirit of the holy gods. I mean, they all knew. He became head of all magicians. All these native doctors are having a field in Nigeria. They will soon pack their luggage. Yes. We will consume them with the operation of the many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite varieties. We are going to capture them and round them up. The same way we swallowed up the witches of Utter in Canaan land, we are going to swallow up all occultic forces in Nigeria. Something is happening here. Somebody's destiny is being recovered now. Somebody's destiny is being recovered. Somebody's destiny is being recovered. This wisdom is ordained for your glory and my glory. And I see you swimming in that realm from henceforth. I see you swimming in that realm from henceforth. I see you swimming in that realm from henceforth. That is your access and my access to the many-sided wisdom of God in all its innumerable aspects and infinite varieties. What are the characteristics of this wisdom? The spirit of wisdom bears the following characteristics. It has so many names in scriptures, if we can begin with that. It is called an excellent spirit in Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. It is also called the spirit of a sound mind in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7. God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Many people are saved, but they are not sound. They have the potential for soundness, but they have not been fired up into the realms of supernatural soundness. So it's possible, just like it's possible to be saved and be sick, even though you don't have to be sick because the price is fully paid for. So it's possible to be saved and not be sound, and there are many unsound people in the church. There are many unsound, that the things they say, even the dead, the unsaved know they are foolish. Yet there is a latent energy of wisdom in them that just needs the catalyst of the spirit of wisdom to come alive. The spirit of a sound mind. It does not compete with this natural thing. It excels above it. Those boys who are 10 times better than their colleagues. There's no comparison. Spirit of wisdom, come afresh on me. Spirit of wisdom, come afresh on me today. Spirit of wisdom, come afresh on me today. Come afresh on me today. That spirit empowers your mind for discretion. Come and say discretion. Discretion connotes sound decisions. Discretion. Psalm 112 and verse 5. He has dispatched, he has given to the poor. He said, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. 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 Capacity to generate solutions to bargain problems like Joseph succeeded in doing. There will be famine, plenty for 7 years and famine for another 7 years. And this is what to do. to alleviate the plague of the famine. Discretion came alive. Sound decision came in. I decree that by this fresh baptism, you'll never make any regrettable decisions again. Discretion. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. In Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12, I wisdom dwell with prudence, and I found out the knowledge of witty inventions. That wisdom is innovative. It is creative. It is inventive. It's able to generate practical solutions. I decree this hour a fresh baptism of the spirit of wisdom, leading to witty inventions from the body of Christ. I know by the Spirit of God, I'm never apathetic. I'm a Jesus boy. I love Jesus people world over. But within the next 7 years, there shall be strange inventions from Africa that will humble the pride of the West. It will humble the arrogance of the East. Now, take note of it. Because there is a baptism this hour. And this baptism will have reverberating effect. And God's people will begin to operate on a new pedestal altogether. Somebody's here. Something is coming from you that the world will celebrate. There is somebody here, and take note of it. Before Shiloh 2011, you will appear on a global media network. Thank you, Jesus. Witty invention. The kind you can't brush aside. Witty inventions. The kind you cannot brush aside. Talking about David. It was said of him in 2 Samuel 14 and verse 17. And my Lord is as wise as the wisdom of an angel of God. You know, there's a common adage here in the West. They say, as smart as an angel. Come on now. As smart as an angel. As smart as an angel. As smart as an angel. God is going to be releasing a special anointing for witty inventions through the operation of the spirit of wisdom. Somebody has got that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody's catching it here. Let me hear your loudest amen. The church that Jesus created 2,000 years ago is still advancing forcefully world over. Here today we have people from Austria, from Australia. We have people from Qatar. people from United Arab Emirates on this ground. There are people today in Saudi Arabia on this network. And I gather together celebrating Jesus. Now you see, the church he invented 2,000 years ago is still advancing more forcefully today than when it was founded. Things will be coming out of the sons of God, the daughters of God in the house. Everyone under the sound of my voice, that if Jesus tarries thousands of years from now, they will still be speaking. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. What was it that made Job the greatest of all businessmen? He was trading the secret of God. Others were trading their own trade secrets. He said, as it was the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, I took over the land. He became the wealthiest of all men in the east. He was trading the secret of God. The spirit of wisdom provides you access to the secrets of God. The secrets of God, which makes eternal stars. The secret of God that makes eternal stars. And they that be wise, they shall shine as the brightness of the firmament and as the stars of heaven forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever. That is that hidden treasure that everyone should endeavor to catch up with this morning. My prayer over you is that every one of us is moving to the next level. Yeah. The ones who are students here, as you go back to school, you'll be a surprise to everybody, including yourself. Yeah. Businessmen and women that are here, career men and women that are here, you get out of this place, tradesmen, technicians, you just imagine a living wonder where you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just as I close, I show you your access to that wisdom. Just one of it. Now, if you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7 down to 10, he said, but we speak with the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. He said, for eyes have not seen. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. Because for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Prince of Glory. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, it has not entered into the heart of any man, the things that God has in stock for them that love Him. The love of God is your covenant access to the spirit of wisdom. Check Joseph. How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Check Joseph. But I fear God. The word fear of God in the Old Testament simply means the love of God. But I love God. And because I love God, I love you. I'm not going to take vengeance on you. Come in now and relax. Genesis 42 verse 18. For I love God. The word I fear God there means I love God. I love God. Eyes have not seen the treasure of wisdom that God has in stock for them that love Him. Think of Daniel. You know, love is as strong as death. Bow to a, he said, don't pray to any other God except the king. He said, no way. He opened his window. I would rather die than disconnect from God. That was his access. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. Love is as strong as death. David, a man after God's own heart, was said to be as wise as an angel of God, to know all things that are done under the sun. The love of God is your covenant access to the wisdom of God. The hotter your love, the greater your access. Every true lover of God flows naturally in the spirit of wisdom. Knowing the right thing to do, the right step to take, the right direction to face, at every point in time, the love of God is your covenant access to the baptism of the spirit of wisdom. So to be full of that spirit, you must be full of the love of God. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus? Philippians 1:21, Romans 8:35-38. Things present, things to come, life, death, nail. You know, this is my mother conqueror. He was a love crazy apostle. And he was the wisest apostle in scriptures. Peter testified, according to the wisdom that is given to our brother Paul, which he wrote in some of his epistles, in which there are some things that are too hard to be understood. 2 Peter 3:15. He was the hottest lover and he had the greatest access. Wisdom of God. So it's all about that. People pray for some of these things without minding their covenant responsibilities. God will never give you any greater assets than the greatness of your heart for Him. You can't assess the wisdom of a man in whom you have no relationship. You can't become the confidant of a man that has no relationship with you. So it is your love level that defines the level of wisdom you ever operate in. So kushugiaro shagabala krodialeta. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of any man. The things that God will do through the operation of the mystery of the wisdom of God in the life of anyone who loves Him. Eyes have not seen. By divine privilege, I'm privileged to see a few of those things today. We are sitting down under this roof. There is nothing of this size anywhere today in this world. It's not there. It can be there tomorrow, but it's not there now. It's not there now. Eyes have never seen it before. Eyes have... The whole length and breadth of America, there is nothing near this. Not just in size, but also in substance. Am I talking? Not just in size, but also in substance. There is something inside you that the world has never seen before. All you need is to give everything inside your heart to Jesus. And then He will connect you on that solid channel where His wisdom will be flowing through you. He has told you many things. When will they come to pass? Because through wisdom is a house built and by understanding is established. And that wisdom is only contactable by the love of God burning hot in your heart. Daniel loved God to death. David loved God with all his heart. God testified of him. A man after my own heart. who will do all my pleasure. Somebody's blessed.
Yeah.
Somebody's blessed.
Yeah.
Somebody's blessed.
Yeah.
If that spirit took Joseph from the prison and put him in the palace, it's taking you somewhere.
Yeah.
If that spirit enthroned Daniel in a land of captivity, it will enthrone you here.
Yeah.
That is your covenant access. You can now make a demand, and the supplies will be guaranteed, and the flow will be continuous. Rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. That was where my own flight began. God said to me, I will not have you go into full-time ministries like others have gone. I will have hands laid on you so you can be full of the spirit of wisdom. After the order of Joshua in Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9, God dictated that to me verbatim. It was not a coination of words. And I said, who will lay this hand on me? And he said, send for my servant Adeboye. I will have him lay hands on you. And God was talking to me in July, and he will lay the hands in September. So I wrote him a letter we have never met. He said, God said, you're coming in to be at this service. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't come. I mean, there was no email in those days. It's leg mail. Okay, so I sent him the letter. And then he sent to me that he will not be able to come. And I said, he said he can't come. God said, he's coming. And I sent back to him, God said, you are coming. It's not like now people are just guessing all around town. And God told him, that place is my assignment for you. Where you are going is your own assignment. Make your choice. I'm talking about life in the spirit. I'm not talking about guesswork. There are many people today, they are just walking by delusion. Delusion. Just moving about like unguarded wind. Delusion. So we met for the first time in that service. No discussion of any kind. And he prophesied the liberation pandit. He prophesied the future of it in details. No guesswork. He said, this ministry will succeed whether you support it or not. And he was speaking my language. He was speaking my language expressly. This is how God brought me into his life from that time on. No guesswork. There are people you never can move them until God moves them. Can't move them. So I got on the flight by getting on the wings of the spirit of wisdom. And I tell you, all our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. Riches and honor on his right hand, and then you have long life on the left. Everything is inside it. My prayer is that for the first time in your life, if you have never done it, do it now. Jesus, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. I'm tired of guesswork. Fill me. I want to be precise about every step of my life. Fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Those of us who have received that before, ask him, fill me again. He's a God of again and again. Fill me again with the spirit of wisdom. Pray in the spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Luke 11:49, he said, and the wisdom of God saith. So that book, the Bible, is God's wisdom bank. And what the spirit of wisdom does, among other things, is to provide you access into some depths in that book that empowers you to scale you supernatural heights on earth. So that's why I call it the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Wisdom shows you the application of the revelation. Many have revelation, they don't have the application strategy of the revelation, so it does not produce. Revelation without application equals frustration. It is application that gives value to revelation. So the spirit of revelation gives you access to depths. This one, wisdom, gives you access to the application of the light you have received. Then you are on. Glory to God. Then you are on. Revelation shows you what is done, and wisdom shows you how it applies to you. Wisdom is simply defined as applied knowledge. So it is the application dimension of revelation that the spirit of wisdom provides you access into. Somebody's blessed here. Yeah. Somebody's blessed here. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, the last defeat you suffered is the last you will ever need to suffer. The last regret you had is the last regret you will ever need to have. Because they that be wise shall shine, I decree your supernatural shining. From this hour, you are shining forth to the remaining days of your life. I cried for wisdom for months. And God saw my cry and said, boy, what you need is the spirit of wisdom. You didn't know. Now, I want to fill you with the spirit of wisdom. And I need for you to send for someone I've prepared. You have never met him. He will be the one to lay hands on you, and you'll be full of the spirit of wisdom. And so, it happened. I didn't go for that meeting to fall down. No. Some fellow was standing behind me for what? I came to be empowered. I didn't come to display. I came to be empowered. It sat on me. All my ways have been ways of pleasantness. Those who are close enough to me, all my paths are peace. When I hear a gunshot, it's like somebody just striking a match. It doesn't do anything to me. Somebody is here today. As the Lord liveth, whose I am and whom I serve, within the next 1 year, the Joseph in you will come alive. Within the next 1 year, the Daniel in you will come alive. In your business, within the next 12 months, the Job's greatness in you will come alive.
David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ota,